Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for Friday, and as she is each and every... How many years have you been doing this now?
It's been a few, at least. Yeah. I can't even remember.
Cheryl Tessier, Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Stuff to do in the metro this weekend and beyond. Well, I see that you had a kind of a big New Year's. Congratulations.
I sure did. Thank you. Definitely a surprise.
An engaged woman.
That's right.
Very nice.
Yay.
Yeah. Did you have the glitter on that night?
I sure did.
Not very good.
You know, and what better place to get engaged than Miss Kitty's, you know? We're thinking about renting it out for the wedding.
Just so Iowa.
That's right.
There it is. All right. What do you got going on?
Well, we've got lots of things to do all weekend long. We have one thing tomorrow morning, Saturday morning. It's free yoga, Hair of the Downward Dog.
What?
Hair of the Downward
Dog. Is that a position?
It sure is, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. It's at Fox Brewing Company. We haven't talked a lot about Fox Brewing Company. This one is on 11th Street in West Des Moines. It's a newer one.
Right.
But they're having from 11 o'clock to 11:45, so you don't even have to get up that early on Saturday morning, free yoga, Hair of the Downward Dog at the Fox Brewing Company.
Beer and yoga.
Yeah.
Combine those things.
That's right. Yep. So they're talking about, you know, you're going to have resolutions for 2017 if you've already started on those. And if more yoga is one of them, but you don't want to give up your beer, you can have both of
them. Both at the same time. Fox Brewing Company.
Yeah. That sounds really fun. Nice. Saturday morning. Not until 11 o'clock, so I can make that one maybe.
Maybe.
Another one all weekend long, the Des Moines Boat and Sport Show. At the Iowa State Fairgrounds. Yeah. So, I know it's a little too cold for boats right now, but there are lots of winter sports. But boats and sports at the Iowa State Fairgrounds Saturday through January 8th. So that's Friday through Sunday.
Yep.
It's an open house style. Just go in and boats and sports and all weekend long at the fairgrounds.
Nice. Very family friendly event.
Mm-hmm.
Does it cost money to go?
I don't have any ticket information here, so just show up
and figure it out.
Go and figure it out.
There you go.
Yep, Des Moines Boat and Sports.
All right,
here's another fun one for Saturday. The Des Moines Social Club is having an educational open house. So if you have ever been interested in taking classes at the Social Club, but you weren't sure where to start, you didn't know where to sign up, you didn't know what classes they offered, Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Des Moines Social Club, they are going to have all of their instructors there to talk about their classes. They're going to have time to test out some
like
of the classes.
To know the
exactly.
Des Moines Social Club.
From the culinary to breakdancing to screenwriting to everything. They're just going to have at the Social Club, if you've ever wanted to take a class there, go 6 to 8 on Saturday and take a tour of what they have to offer.
So this is all 6 to 8 Saturday evening.
That's right, at the Social Club. Sounds fun. Here's one that all the kids seem to enjoy each year. Monster Jam is in town. Yeah.
Is that the truck thing?
It is the truck thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we've gone the last few years, but this year, you know, our son's just like, I'm not really so sure. It's really loud, but it is fun. I mean, if you have one of those kids that are just like, whoa, trucks.
Monster trucks.
It's really cool. It is really cool. Make sure you bring your headphones, you know, because it's loud. But it's at the Wells Fargo Arena, Friday, Saturday. They've got three performances of Monster Jam that you can take your kids to or just go see yourself. You know, tickets start at $22. You can pay up to $55 for a ticket to see the trucks.
Ooh.
I think my favorite part is like when they flip over and then they can't get back on again. And then I think maybe I'm not alone here. I think that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And like the wheels are spinning and they have to come out with the other truck and turn it over. And, you know, then you see what damage was done to the truck. And I don't know how those people don't get hurt.
I know. Yeah,
I don't know.
It's beyond me.
It is.
Probably won't be going.
Yeah. What's your favorite monster truck, Michael?
Do you know? No.
There's Gravedigger, Northern Nightmare. Nitro Menace.
Ooh, I like that one. I like Nitro Menace.
Nitro Menace, yeah. Wild Thing.
Could be.
So anyway, if you have a favorite truck and you're going to go see them, have fun.
Go for it.
That's right. The Des Moines Playhouse has Ramona Quimby going on, a family-friendly Ramona Quimby. Nothing like Ramona Quimby imagined. Her teacher hates her. Her older sister,
oh, no.
Beezus, is a pain. Aunt B is going to marry a dork and her dad lost his job. Yes.
This sounds like a really depressing...
It really does. So if you want to go find out what happens to Ramona Quimby, go to the Des Moines Playhouse. They have shows all weekend long through January 22nd, so don't miss it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
At the Des Moines Playhouse, Ramona Quimby.
Ramona Quimby.
Yeah. Here's another one at the State Fairgrounds, the Iowa Diecast Toy Show. They have this one every year.
So that's those little things? Yeah.
Toys, yeah. Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. $7 includes admission. I guess you can, it says floor rights are $7. What does that mean? You can get right down on the floor for $7. Regular admission is $5 and kids are $3. 5 and under are free to go see all the die cast toys at the Iowa Fairground.
Wow. A weekend full of trucks,
mm-hmm.
die cast toys.
That's
what could
right.
be better?
Boats
right?
and sports.
Boats and sports. And yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just mm-hmm. a never ending list of
so
stuff.
So many things. Yeah. All right. Here's another interesting one. Mm. You're not going to believe that I came up with this one. This one is also at Fox Brewing. They seem to be having a lot of events coming to their venue. This one is on Sunday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. The event is called Adulting 101.
Huh?
Yeah.
Adulting?
Adulting. This free seminar will teach you the 5 rules of investing.
Oh.
Develop a strategy, choose quality investments, diversify your portfolio. Investing. Yes, it's a free seminar.
And drink beer.
And drink beer. What is there better to do on a Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 o'clock than to go to Adulting 101 at Fox Brewing, drink beer, and learn about investing?
You know, that's kind of an interesting thing. Now that they don't teach much of that, you know,
mm-hmm.
back in the day when I was in school, of course, we were a one-room schoolhouse
sure.
you know, with a bell and
right, of course.
The school marm.
You walked 5 miles.
Exactly, both ways.
School, right.
Yeah, uphill. And but at that time, you know, they were very judicious in teaching economics, you know, in like home ec.
Right. Yeah, we didn't get any of that.
Yeah, but they don't do that much mm-mm. anymore. So this is a good thing to
it's
go.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Learn more about money.
That's right. And drink beer. What better? Also on Sunday, Botanical Blues after
oh.
you. Yeah, from 2 to 4 p.m. So you can go to Adulting 101 and then head over to the Botanical Garden for the tail end of music, free with general admission.
Take That's a
break
nice
from,
time.
Yeah, take a break from the winter cold and listen to some. The Bob Pace Band is actually going to be there January 8th this weekend for some blues in a not so blue venue that's warm.
It's kind of a green venue.
That's right, a green,
it's a green
venue.
But you get to listen to the blues. How
that's
nice.
That's right, very fun. Ooh, here's one. You were just talking about Noche, and they're having an event on Sunday, Showtime Karaoke. This sounds awesome. Listen to this. Let's see. They have a monthly show tune karaoke night with a live pianist, and she can play whatever sheet music you bring in with you. You have a song that you can sing.
No
she
kidding.
Can sight read anything. Yes, her name is Mary Catlett. She's going to be there on Sunday from 6 to 9. You bring in sheet music. She'll
sing.
Play it, and you sing.
So you have an accompanist?
Yes.
And, yeah, you're just
and
there.
You pay a lot of money for accompanists.
But
you know.
Get to do
but
this
you get
at Noche.
To do this at Noche.
Nice.
Yeah, amazing. That's amazing. If you want more information about that, contact Bob at nochedsm.com.
Very good.
But that sounds really fun.
What day is this?
This is Sunday
All
from
day 6 Sunday.
To 9.
All right.
6 to 9, show tune karaoke at Noche. Let's see.
Wow.
Also on Sunday, listen to this. All you have to do is go right across the way if you're at Noche and go right across the way to the gas lamp. They are having our friends Party Party, the ultimate live karaoke band.
No.
So if you didn't have enough karaoke, you can just walk across the
Double
way.
Double your karaoke.
Yes, this is from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. So you can do both. You can sing with a live pianist and then go across the way and sing with a live band.
At Gaslamp.
At Gaslamp.
All
yes.
done,
done
on Sunday.
Boom.
Bam.
Yes.
We got it down.
Yes. All right. And then we got two things for you for next week. Garden to table cooking class
Ooh.
For kids ages 12 to 17. I guess you're not really a kid if you're 17. For ages 12 to 17, garden to table cooking classes on Wednesday at the Des Moines Social Club from 1:30 to 4 p.m. So I guess some kids that don't have to go to school or get out early or something like that. $40 garden to table cooking Wednesday at the Des Moines Social Club.
Nice.
Ages 12 to 17. Fun stuff. And then one last thing for you. This is a new one. We're just talking about Miss Kitties. Okay.
Yeah.
Thursdays. Starting this next Thursday, they're going to have novice line dancing class. Okay?
Really?
So if you've ever wanted to learn to line dance, listen to this. $5 includes complimentary domestic draw, domestic bottle, wells, pop, or water. For $5,
Five
they're
going
to teach you how to line dance, and you get to drink for $5. Boom.
Yeah, that is a Thursday
That is a Thursday, yes.
How fun.
Yes, and this is for novices, so it's like not like you're going to show up and everybody's going to be, you know, bumping into you because you don't know what you're doing, because that's what happens to me all the time. This, they're going to teach you. They're going to be a room full of people that don't know what they're doing, and you can learn all the latest line dances.
$5.
$5 with drinks.
All right, yeah. She has got it down. Her name is Cheryl Tessier. Thanks, Cheryl, for doing
of
that.
Of course.
As always, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fun things here in the Metro. All right, we've got to go. Tyler says it is up on 6 o'clock. That means that we turn into something else for the weekend. I'm not sure exactly what that is. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, we had Noche in the first half hour talking about all the new things that are coming to that jazz club here in Des Moines. And, of course, Cheryl Tessier with Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls tonight. Patrick Wood is the program director for the radio stations. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business of the News Hour. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. And, of course, the music that you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, conducted, and created by our good friend, James Goodlett. All right, have yourself a wonderful weekend. We will be back, God willing, 5:05 on Monday afternoon. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.